all know to blow shofar during the month of El, every single weekday leading up until Erev Rosh Hashanah. The source for this practice is found in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, which says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second luchos, so when he went up on that day, they blew the shofar in the machaneh. And this was a reminder that they shouldn't have what happened last time he went up to get the luchos, which ended in disaster with the Egel Azov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nis'alev also, shofar Hashem was elevated through that shofar. And of course, Moshe ended up coming down with the second luchos and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully restored. So when did that take place? Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down with the second luchos on Yom Kippur, 40 days later. So in commemoration of that, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, we have a minhag to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Rishonim add that not only on Rosh Chodesh, but as well on the entire month of Elul, in order to get us in the frame of mind for tshuva, shofar is something that stimulates tshuva in Yitaka shofar ba'ir va'am lo yecheradu, and therefore we blow shofar the entire month. Perhaps just to put these two reasons together, so it's always helpful to have a somewhat longer term vision and goal where we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to Yom Kippur 40 days from now. We're trying to get to Kabbalah Satorah and to Kapara and Tahara. We have to have that vision in mind 40 days from now, but then we have to work for it on a daily basis, and we have to take it incrementally, step by step, in order to put out the work that we need to put out in order to get there. That could be the message of the shofar over the course of the month of El. And as well, there is an idea which is mentioned of La'arvives HaSatan, which frankly, I don't fully understand. The Shulchan Aruch does not mention this practice of blowing shofar, meaning the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this practice. And in fact, the Sfardim do not blow shofar on a daily basis. They have a different practice, which is they say Slichos every single day. The Ramah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, does mention this practice to blow shofar every day, and that's, of course, the practice of Ashkenazim. There are some groups of Sfardim that also blow shofar in order to be Mekayim. All the Shittos, they blow it during Slichos, early in the morning, but I think the general practice of Sfardim is not to. But Ashkenazim, we do blow the shofar. Now, interestingly enough, when the Rosh and the Tur quote this minhag of blowing shofar during the month of Elul, they say that the minhag is to blow it twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. Apparently, they blow shachris and mincha. The Ramah says that some have the minhag to just blow it at shachris, and some have the minhag to blow it additionally in the evening as well, arvis, which according to most Muslims doesn't mean ma'ariv, it means mincha. In Daki Moshe, he writes that our minhag is just to do shachris, and of course, that's what we're familiar with. No one blows shofar b'zman hazeh that I'm aware of at mincha time. Nonetheless, this does make an impact, even b'zman hazeh, in the halacha l'maaser. Moshe Feinstein was asked the following interesting question. This is an Igros Moshe, Daud Chafalf, Osei. He says, what is the halacha if, for whatever reason, a tzibur did not blow shofar at shachris? Maybe they didn't have a shofar, or maybe they forgot, or whatever the case may be. They didn't blow shofar. So he says the halacha is that they should blow shofar at mincha time. We see that mincha time is also a time that you can blow shofar. Lefech, there were in the time of the Rishonim, many communities blew shofar twice a day. So our minhag is that we only blow shofar once a day. So if we're going to do it once a day, so it's better to pick shachris than mincha. This way you have the reminder for tshuva the entire day. Not only that, but oftentimes more people are in attendance at shachris. But if you didn't do it at shachris, so you're still mekayim the minhag by doing it once a day. And therefore, the halacha would be that they should blow it after mincha time. What about on a yachid level? Let's say the tzibur did blow, but a particular individual was not there when they blew the shofar. He was davening at home that day, or he had to walk out earlier. He went to the bathroom, he missed it. Is there an inyan for him to make it up on a personal level? So this the Tzitz Eliezer addresses in Yud Beis Mem Ches, and he writes that no, that this minhag was established specifically on a tzibur level. That's the minhag of Olam, and he says it makes sense with the Mikaros as well. The two main Mikaros are the shofar that was blown in the Machaneh Yisrael, that was blown in the entire Machaneh, every shofar b'machaneh, and a mitaka shofar b'ir, v'am lo yecheradu. So both of these sources relate to the tzibur, and that is in fact the practice. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah writes in Siv Gimel here in Tavkuf Peyalef that the minhag is not to blow shofar. There are two reasons given for this. One is to differentiate between the shofar, which is a minog, the entire month of El, and then the mitzvah deraisa on Rosh Hashanah. And the other is, again, to confuse the satan. So the Mishnah Berurah simply points out that it will make a big difference which reason you accept. If the reason is to distinguish between the minog and the full-fledged mitzvah, so it's enough if you don't blow shofar in shul. But a person wants to blow shofar at home to practice, no problem. If it's in order to confuse the satan, so maybe we should have no shofar blowing, even to practice, even at home, as the Mishnah Berurah says. His conclusion seems to be that if it's in a sealed room, it's acceptable. May we hear the message of the shofar. Have a wonderful day, and please remember to stack the chair.